This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his coronavirus task force, including Vice President Mike Pence, held a news conference Monday to talk about their plans for keeping American workers safe and the economy afloat. President Trump said his team is working on ways to get workers paid if the economy suffers.
We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck. We're going to be working with companies and small companies, large companies, a lot of companies, so that they don't get penalized for something that's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not our country's fault.
Vice President Pence said testing is now widespread in the United States.
Testing is now available in all state labs in every state in the country.
Meanwhile, four U.S. lawmakers have self-quarantined after having contact with a coronavirus patient who had attended a conservative political conference they were at recently. Both Trump and Pence were at the conference as well. Reporters asked Pence Monday if he and the president have been tested for the virus.
Have you been tested, Mr. President?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Has he been tested? Have you been tested?
I have not been tested for the coronavirus.
Has the president been tested?
He's been in contact with people who were in proximity to somebody who had the virus.
Let me be sure and get you an answer to that. I honestly don't know the answer to the question.
The World Health Organization says more than 100 countries are now reporting coronavirus cases. More than 114,000 people are reported ill. The death toll has topped 4,000. Trading in Wall Street temporarily halted Monday as U.S. stocks joined a global rout on crashing oil prices and mounting worries about public health. This is VOA News.